USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is advocating for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a preview of her speech Monday at the opening of the virtual Democratic National Convention.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Regarding the Republican convention, President Trump, speaking in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, confirms he will give his speech at the White House next week.
But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday, so you'll be listening. Doing it live from the White House. Live from the White House. So we have plenty to say.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.